So this is the night of crying. This is the day of the collective crying of Am Yisrael, the Jewish people. And we've been crying for many years. When did it all begin? That Bocha Sivka Balayla, Chazal tell us, it began when the Meraglim came back, when the spies came back. And Moshe Rabbeinu in Sefer Devarim reveals the underlying cause for all of the crying. Of course, we were very disappointed. We were very hurt. But Moshe Rabbeinu says, "Vateragnu bo'ohaleichem, vatomru." We were complaining in our tents. Moshe Rabbeinu knew what was really going on behind the scenes. And we were saying, "Besines Hashem Eisano, Hosianu me'eretz Mitzrayim." Besines Hashem Eisano. Listen to those words. Hashem hates us. And because Hashem hates us, because Hashem is disgusted with us, Hosianu me'eretz, He took us out of Mitzrayim. If you want to understand where galus of the Jewish people, when did that begin? And in any time in life, when does the galus of an individual Jew, when does that begin? It's with that feeling, that terrible, terrible mistake of Besinas Hashem Osanu. Hashem hates us. Hashem doesn't want to have anything to do with us. Besinas Hashem Osi. I've done so many things in my life that are not good, that are ugly, that Hashem simply doesn't want to have anything to do with me. And from that point on, I begin to cry. We see this over and over again. The Zohar Kodesh tells us what happened when we went into Bavel, when we went down to Bavel. Al Naharas Bavel, David HaMelech said, Al Naharas Bavel, by the rivers of Bavel, going into Bavel. Sham Yashavnu, Gam Bachinu, there we sat and we were crying. Mizachreinu Es Tzion, when we remembered Tzion. So the Zohar Kodesh says, I'm translating into Lashon HaKodesh, the translation, at the beginning of Shmos. Kasha Nichnasu, Lagolas Bavel. It's hard to imagine, picture that. For the first time, we were thrown out. We left Eretz Yisrael. And we were taken down in chains, and we were sitting for a few minutes, catching our breath by the river of Bavel. So the Zohar says, Kasha nichnasu l'galus Bavel, savru she'ein lehem oid kiyum la'olamim. We really thought that we were finished as a people. Shrei HaKadosh Baruch Hu ozev osam. We felt that Hashem didn't want to have anything to do with us anymore. Hashem ozav us, but Hashem left us. He was finished with us. V'lo yashgiach aleihem oid lo'olamim. And that He would never ever care about us or look at us again. So try to think of this. We were in chains. We had been beaten. We were tortured. We didn't know where our wives, our children, the kids, the families, the grandparents, everybody was separated. We were taken away from our land. We didn't know what was going to be in the future. We didn't have anything to eat. We didn't have anything to drink. But the real, real one thing that was breaking us, Sham Yashavnu V'gam Bachinu, the Zohar is telling us, was that underlying feeling of Besinas Hashem Eisanu, that Hashem is done with us. He doesn't want to have anything to do with us. Why else would He have thrown us out from Eretz Yisrael? He's sick and tired of us. It's Besinas Hashem Eisanu. So when we say these words, Bezachreinu Es Tzion, we cry and we remember Yerushalayim, we remember Tzion, we have to ask ourselves, what was it like in Tzion? What are we missing? What is Tzion? What once was, and what is it that's going to be, Mitzvah Shem soon? By Maimon HaSinai, when we stood at HaSinai, we had a taste of that song of Tzion, Shiru Lanu Mishir Tzion. We had a taste of that. We felt, in the most unbelievable way, connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We felt Hashem's love. The whole Shir HaShirim, the whole Shir HaShirim, is a description of the Gaguim, of the longing, to feel that connection, to feel that love. And in the first parak, when it says the words Yishakenim and Yishikai Spiyu, Hashem, we're asking you to kiss us with the kisses of your lips. Rashi says, Al Shem Shanosul Hem Tarosa V'Diba Imarim Panim Al Panim. That once upon a time when we were young, when we started our journey with Hashem, He kissed us. He spoke to us Panim Al Panim. It was so clear to us that He loved us. Va'oisam Dodim, Rashi says, and that love is Oidmai Revim Aleihem Yikol Shashua. That love is more important to us. It's more dear to us than anything else in the world. Umuftachem Me'ito Lafia Od Aleihem. And Hashem Yisbaruch promised us that this will happen again when Mashiach comes. It will be clear to us. So we're asking Yishakenim in the Shikos Pihu. But there was a time, Chevra, that we did feel this. Not only at Har Sinai. There was a time that, as a people, and each and every one of us individually felt with absolute certainty that Hashem adores us, Hashem loves us, that we're connected to Him. When we were in the Beis HaMikdash, Shirulonu Mishir Tzion, you know, what was that song of Yerushalayim? Shirulonu Mishir Tzion. There are a lot of wonderful composers and musicians, and they sing songs about Yerushalayim. But David HaMelech said, Shiru lona mishir tzion, to sing a song of Yerushalayim. What's the song of Yerushalayim? We say in the evening, Bavodas Beis HaMikdash Nismach Kulonu. And the Avod of the Beis HaMikdash Nismach Kulonu. Uvishirei David Avdecha Hanishmoim Biirecha Haamurim Lifnei Mizbechecha. What's the song of the Beis HaMikdash? What's the song of Yerushalayim? Ahavas Olam Tovi Lohem. Ahavas Olam. That Hashem, that you love us with an eternal love. Those were the songs of Yush that we heard in Yerushalayim. That's what we felt when we were in the Beis HaMikdash. Or Bris Ovas Labonim Tizkor. The Beis HaMikdash, Shlomo Melech says, is Toichai Rotsuf Ahava. It was inlaid. It was filled. It was saturated with Ahava, with love. Nichsef Avagam Kalsa Nafshi. L'chatzas Hashem Libi U'Besar Yeran L'Kal Chai. When we walked into Beis HaMikdash, you had a Yid, there was a Jew that was tzibrochen, was totally broken. He thought, my wife hates me. My kids don't want to talk to me. My Rebbe is disgusted with me. What am I going to do? I have nothing in my life. And he would somehow manage to crawl up to the Har HaBayis and walk into Beis HaMikdash. And in that place, he would feel Ahavas Oilam Haftanu Hashem Elokeinu. He would feel Ahavas Oilam Haftich. He would feel Hashem's love. He would feel that love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When we would come up for the regal, Chazal tells us we would come Alila regal, and it was an unbelievable thing that they would pull aside that separation, and they would show us, and we would see the Kruvim. We would see the Kruvim. They would be looking at each other with love. They would see the Kruvim mamish together, holding each other. And they would call out to the Jews who came Alila regal, Ru'u chibaschem lifnei ha-mokim. Everybody take a look and see how Hashem Yisbaruch loves you. Because you know the Kruvim where a Zachar and a Keva was like a Chasna and Kala, a boy and a girl. And the Chasna is Hashem, and the Kala is Knesset Yisrael. And all of us saw in the clearest way when we would come to Beis HaMikdash, we would see in the clearest way, Ruuch Chibaschem Lefnei HaMokim, look how Hashem Yisbaruch loves you, like a Chasna and Kala, a Havas Olam. Ever since the time of the Churban Beis HaMikdash, the continuation of that terrible night of Bacha Sivka Belaila, when we cried, when the Meraglim came back, because we believed, we didn't say it openly, but in our tents, in our hearts, we believed, B'sinas Hashem Ha'isanu, that Hashem Yisbaruch doesn't really care for us, He doesn't love us. Ever since that horrible night, which led to the Churban Beis HaMikdash, there's this terrible hest upon him, a terrible concealment of Hashem's love. The Lev HaElyon, that heart of Hashem, is hidden from us. That Ahavas Oilam Haftanu Hashem Elokeinu, that eternal, unbelievable love. That HaBen Yakir Li Ephraim, Yelet Shashuim, that Viraram Tonu Mekol HaLashayinus, is hidden from us. We don't see it. And that song of Yerushalayim, that's the Shir Tzion. That song of Yerushalayim is something that we can't hear anymore. We hear a lot of music, but we don't hear the song of the Beis HaMikdash. We don't hear the song of Hashem Yisbaruch's love. And as a result of that, we live in galus, thinking, Bisinas Hashem Aisano. Bisinas Hashem Aisano. Now, we already know that the Navi expressed this, that even though Hashem tells us over and over through the Naviim and in Torah and through Chazal that He does love us, but the Navi said, Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. Galus is the story of Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. That Tzion, that Yerushalayim, is no longer singing her song. Yerushalayim no longer hears that song of God's love, of Hashem's love. Instead, it's Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem Vahashem Shechani. Vatomer Tzion Azavani Hashem. Instead of singing the song of Tzion, instead of hearing the Zmiris of the Levim and the Beis HaMikdash, each and every one of us walks around with this feeling of Azavani Hashem Vahashem Shechani, that Hashem has left me. Hashem has forgotten me. The way that we felt when we went down into Bavel, it's the same way. Bavel, Melech Bavel means the king of Bilbul, of confusion. And the greatest confusion in the world is that we think that God doesn't love us. We think, B'sinas Hashem, my son. So even though Hashem says right there in the Pasuk, it says, V'tomet Tzion Azavani Hashem V'Hashem Sheikhani. So Hashem says in the words of the Navi, Hatishkach Yisrael Merachem Ben Bitna. What do you mean? What do you mean that I have forgotten you? Can a mother forget the baby that she carried in her womb? Merachem Ben Bitna. Does a mother ever forget that child, that baby that she carried in her womb? And Gam Eila Tishkachna, Hashem says that even if there could be such a thing, that a mother would forget her child. V'anochi lo eshkachech. But Hashem swore to us, I'll never forget you. V'anochi lo eshkachech. I will never ever forget you. But everybody knows, Chevah b'chol zos, that the metzias of life, the life that we're living in, we feel contradicts those beautiful words that the Navi said. And when each one of us is going through life, it's not so poshut. It's not so poshut to feel those words of Va'anochi lo ashkachech, that I'll never forget you. It's not so easy to feel Hashem's love, Ahavas el maftanu, because the metzias of life often contradicts those words. What we see in our lives and what we feel in our lives often contradicts those words of Ahavas Eilam Haftanu Hashem Elokeinu. You know, I was thinking about how, you know, Yeshivas HaKotel, where's Yeshivas HaKotel? The Chevra from Yeshivas HaKotel working so hard to bring all of us together. Where is Yeshivas HaKotel? You know, you walk outside, you look out the window, you see the Harabayas. You're mamish there by the Harabayas, you're there by the Kotel. You see the Harabayas. And at that place of the Harabayas, there's the temple of the Ishmaelim is there, of those who despise us, of those who hate us. Why is it that they can't stand? Why is it the Ishmaelim and the rest of the world can't fagin the Jewish people, can't let us have the Harabayas? Why is it that they're so meshuggah to try to somehow hide, to cover up any trace of that place of Hashem's love, where Hashem's love was clear to us? Ad kedei kach, they're going back already to the Chumash, going back to the Torah, and we cross to the Yam Suf. So there, we're hearing the words of the Yoshvei Peloshes, the early Plishtim, the early Palestinians. When they heard, Nehalta ba'ozcha nevei kodshecha, that we were crossing through the Yam, and that our destination when we're crossing through the sea was to get to Nevei Kodshecha, to that place of the Beis HaMikdash, to that place where we would hear the song of Tzion, where every single Jew, no matter how tzibrochen he was, would feel Hashem's love. So it says, Shomu Amim Yegozon Chil Ochaz Yoshvei Peloshes, the Palestinians. The ancient Palestinians were filled with terror and with fear. What were they so afraid of? Why are the Yishmaelim so afraid of our being in that place? Why is it that the second that a Jew heads in that direction, that it's already intifada? What is it? Why is it that the whole world, the Yishmaelim, And the Bnei Edom, Ha'omer Oru Oru Adi Yisoid, but they can't stand the presence of the Harabayis or the Beis HaMikdash. What is it? What is it? One building in the world? What makes them so crazy? So the answer is, because the Sitrach, or the side of Tumah, the side of impurity, knows that when a Jew feels loved by Hashem, he can do anything in the world. He's not afraid of not a Yishmaeli. He's not afraid of a Nutsri. He's not afraid of anything. Because the Sitrach, or the side of impurity, knows that when the Jewish people feel that feeling of Ahavas Oilem Ahavtonu Hashem Elokeinu, the Sitrach knows that when the Jewish people, when a Jew is able to remember that song of the Shir Tzion, Shir Olam Shir Tzion, that the second that you and I remember that song, that Hashem loves us, then the whole Golus, which began with what? With the feeling of Bisinus Hashem, Son Hashem, God forbid that Hashem Chalila hates us, Hashem is finished with us, and the Sitra Achra knows that the second that I remember that Hashem loves me, the second that I look up and I see the Beis HaMikdash, that place that's Teichei Rotsuf Ahava, the place of Shlomo HaMelech, the place of David HaMelech, the place of the songs of the Levium, of Shir Tzion, the Sitra Achra, the side of impurity, knows that it's finished. Because then we become invincible, because then Golus is done. The second you and I remember that Hashem never ever could stop thinking of me, of us, v'anochi lo ashkachech, that second, there's no plishtim anymore, there's no Palestinians, there's no Malchus of Edom, all of our enemies, the whole world, all the darkness of the world that the Sitra Achra wants, that the other side wants, is finished. All of the impurity, all of the evil in the world disappears in a second. And that's why, Rabbi Say, that's why from the very, very beginning, the Torah tells us that the others were trying to excavate the Be'eros, the wells. Now, you all know the Ramban tells us the first well, the first bear, the second bear, each one corresponds to the first Beis HaMikdash, second Beis HaMikdash. Who are the ones that closed up those Be'eros? Sitmum, Plishtim, the ancient Palestinians. The ancient Palestinians, Sitmum, Plishtim, to close up that place, the wellsprings of Hashem's love, the place of the Beis HaMikdash, to close up that place, because they knew that this Be'er is the source of the first Beis HaMikdash. The second Be'er is the Rosh HaTevis, B'yodcha Afkid Ruchi, B'yodcha Afkid Ruchi. Hashem, I'm given over to you because I know that you're given over to me. The Plishtim can't stand that. The world can't stand that. And ever since then, We're digging. We're still trying to uncover these Be'eros in ourselves, these Be'eros in the world. Now, normally I end with a story, but I want to share with you, and if there's time, maybe I'll tell you a story, but I have to share with you something that I read to the Chevra last Tisha B'Av, here in Esh Kodesh. This is from a young woman who was tormented by the people who should have been taking care of her, by her parents, particularly by her father, in ways that I can't talk about in public, and nobody should ever know from Chas v'Chalila. Subsequently, she was married, and her husband continued with the same type of abuse that she was subjected to when she was a little girl and she grew up with. So she wrote a letter. She wrote something to Hashem. I want to share it with you because I think it contains within it all of Tisha B'Av. Just listen, I read it as quickly as I can. God, my brain is hurting. My head is spinning. As I sit here, numb from pain, feel so unreal. Dizziness overtakes as I think about you. I think about your actions, your thoughts, and my limited understanding. I can't comprehend, can't understand, but I don't ask. I don't question why. Why my family? Why my friends? Why the marriage? Why the abuse? I'm not questioning. Not asking for a reason to explain what I've gone through, but I have one question. Abba, Tati, why don't I feel you when I'm being broken, when I'm being shattered, when I'm being crushed? Why do you only allow me to feel you when I'm surrounded by the right people, when I'm in the right community, when all is good, when I'm inspired, it's easy to connect to you. When I'm not home, when I'm with friends, you're always on my mind. So why is it that when darkness falls, when the nightmares start and hell begins, that you fall away, that you hide yourself in unknown places? That my trust in you falters. Abba, I want you. I want to feel you. I want to love you. Not only when all is going good, I want to feel you when I'm in a pile of broken bones with no energy to get back up. I want to feel you at night when my world is black, when I'm tossing and turning and the tears flow. I want to know you're beside me when my friends give me 20 minutes notice, when my friend gives me 20 minutes notice before jumping to commit suicide. I want to know you'll catch. I want your presence to be clear, to be transparent so I can see you. I know you're with me in my every step, but I don't just want the knowledge. I want to know and feel it in my heart and mind. I want to be able to reach for your hand and for you to lead me through. Abba, I've stopped moving backwards. Stop visiting my past. Stop trying to change my past. I'm heading towards the future. I'm no longer angry for what I've gone through. I'm not even angry for where I find myself now. I don't need you to take away the pain. I don't need you to change my home. I'm not asking for you to take revenge on those who have hurt me. Abba, all I'm asking you is to please give me your hand. Hold on tight and never let go so I can feel you and love you without imagining your presence. Give me your hand so we can walk side by side, hand in hand. Because walking together in the dark with you is better than walking alone in the light. You hear what she says? Walking together in the dark with you, Hashem, is better than walking alone in the light of this world. So, Baruch Shalom, with davening, we'll get through. We should get through this last Tisha B'Av. And to hear the words already by the afternoon of Nachemu, Nachemu, Ami, Yom HaLokeichem. The Tzaddikim say that Nachemu, the only way we can be consoled is Ami, Yom HaLokeichem. When you and I can feel, can hear that song of Tzion, we can hear Hashem saying, Ami, you are my nation, you're my people. You think I hate you, you think I've forgotten you. I've never let go of your hand. I'm walking with you every single second. Nachmo, Nachmo, Ami, Yomar Elokeichem, Hashem is Baruch, please help us to be strong until that day. That ayin ba'ayin year, that our eyes will no longer see, that Avodah Zarah Harabayis, that we're going to look outside the window of Yeshivas HaKotel and we're going to see the Beis HaMikdash, and we're going to sing the songs of David HaMelech, together with David HaMelech HaMashiach, with all of Am Yisrael, with the Gula Hashem HaMitis, and Meher B'Yamin HaMein V'Amein.